Just keep quiet.
Keep calm.
Calm, yeah.
And now, if you worked all day, you might come in one day and say, oh, I've worked all day and I'm just...
Give out or tired, I can't hardly go.
And sometime your child might have to come home early from school or something because he...
He's sick or
took
something the wrong way, something that happened, that got hurt or something.
And if, would you say that he took sick sometime?
Well, you could. You could say he got taken sick.
And if a person was sitting in a kind of a drafty doorway or something, you might say, now, you better look out or you're going to...
Take cold.
And if a person took cold and it affected his voice and it sounded like this, you'd say his voice was really...
Harsh or his hoarse. Yeah.
And if they... like that, you'd say they had a
cold.
And then if it was making them that sound that they make, you'd say, well, he must have a
bronchial cold, a
cough.
Yeah.
And sometimes you might say, you know, you might be sitting in a chair and say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit.
Not up to par.
Yeah, and if you're just, you know.
Draggy or sleepy.
And you might say, now, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I'll...
Get up or go.
And now, if somebody came here to the house and wanted to see you, Ms. Hollis might say, well, he's sleeping. I'll have to go...
Wake him.
And if somebody can't hear anything at all, you say they're stone. If they can't hear a thing, you say they're just completely
deep.
And now, one day you might come in and you've been working hard and take your wet shirt off and say, look how I
sweat.
And one of those sores that comes up on you that gets a head on it, you call that a
boil.
And when a boil.
Rising, we call it.
Or rising.
Rising.
A boil opens, the stuff that drains out of it's called
corruption.
Now, if you got some infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, my hand did what? My
sore.
Now, like I guess if in the past, a bee stung you, your hand.
Yeah, it swelled. It swelled.
It swelled up.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, walls or the yacht or anything.
Now, if in a war, if someone got shot, you'd say they got a bullet.
Yeah, wound.
And if a wound didn't heal right, and sometime it'd get this white stuff about off around it, they'd have to burn it off. They'd call it
what?
And have you ever heard of anything called proud flesh?
Yeah.
What would that be?
That's in a sore. Where a sore don't get well, and it'll turn white. And it won't cure till you get that proud flesh out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
you know, sometimes if a person would get a cut on their finger, they take this stuff and paint it.
Yeah, that's iodine.
Now... If you didn't know, if you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, I don't know what he
died with.
Mm-hmm. And now, the box that people are buried in is the box that they bury people in would be a...
We call it a casket now, and it used to be called a coffin.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. They call it a casket now.